A man whose camping gear was stolen while he was in a remote bay near Sitka says the crime was much more than a simple theft. And friends are offering a reward for information that leads to an arrest. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
This is the story of a man named Kelly Tidwell, who first came to Southeast Alaska on a kayaking trip.
I had set everything up so it was open-ended. See how I like it, and it ends when I'm done. And it was 5 years ago, and I'm still not done. I got off the ferry in Ketchikan, paddled around Revilla, and I said, this is perfect.
So perfect, in fact, that the trip is still going. Wherever Tidwell goes, all of his possessions come with him.
And I camp out on the island year-round. I mean, it's been done by people for thousands of years. It still works.
On September 16th, he was in Nakwasina Sound, which is north of Sitka. He went hunting, bagged a deer, tagged it, came back to camp, made coffee, traded out his slugs for steel shot, and then went back out duck hunting.
It was high tide, and I was hunting in the marshes that were all flooded, which was just awesome fun, you know, weaseling the kayak through these little channels in the water, and there's just dead pinks everywhere, and there was very few ducks, but you'd still pop them up really close. I mean, it was just an awesome time. And, you know, I got back at about, you know, four or so, and plans changed.
Plans changed. He paddles back to his campsite, and he notices that things are out of order.
Everything I had in the whole world was gone.
Almost everything. His tent remained. But everything else...
Clothing, sleeping bag, thermarest, 90 rounds of 12-gauge ammunition...
was gone.
Down to the toothbrush.
Also taken away was his ability to make a living. He uses materials found in nature to make jewelry, and all of them were missing when he got back to the campsite. But that came second to more immediate concerns. Without his supplies, a stormy night in the woods would be tough to handle. And so, as afternoon turned into evening, and evening turned into night... he paddled the 15 or 16 miles back to Sitka. What happened in Nakwasina Sound, Tidwell says, was more than petty theft.
It violates any outdoorsman's rule. You know, like the old timers had the cabins and caches and stuff. And if you were in a pinch, it was okay to go in there and take what you needed to survive, but you replaced it. But to steal someone's ability to survive and make a living in one shot, I mean, down to the dirty clothes and toothpaste... It's just not done. It's not really appreciated.
In general, if a person's safety is threatened, there could be charges beyond theft, says Assistant District Attorney Jean Seaton. She said, though, it would depend on the circumstances of the crime. Meanwhile, a group of friends is offering a $600 reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction in the case. And Tidwell says, even if he doesn't get his stuff back, he just hopes people think twice about how their actions affect others. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.